This is the Cali Fat, and you rocking with Grown Folks Music.
Thank you, Cali. I appreciate that. So, I'm going to start first. Who is Cali Fat?
The Cali Fat is just another dude from Harlem trying to make something of himself. And I found my way producing, come from my musical background. I use that to kind of build for myself and for my family. So that's what that is. And it's, being a leader at what I do, because that's what the Cali Fat is. The Cali Fat is a leader ordained by the Supreme Being. So that's who the Cali Fat is.
Awesome, awesome. So that's kind of leading into my next question of asking you, how did it all start for you? Well, when did you kind of say, okay, this is it. Like, this is what I want to focus on solely. How, as far as with producing, how did you come about doing that or making that decision?
Well, the decision was kind of made for me. It wasn't even nothing that I really decided on. Like, some things just kind of fall into your lap. I always thought I would be a basketball player like my father was. I didn't think I would be into music like that. But what it is my mother sings. She's a vocalist, so it was always a keyboard in the house. So she was in pursuit of trying to be an artist at one point in time. So, of course, me being around her and being, going to studios with her while she was recording, her tracks at that point in time when she was grinding to be in the music business, I got to see a lot of things. I got to see, how a record was made and all of that stuff. And then my stepfather was a DJ, so I would, started out DJing, doing that with him. And with there always being a keyboard in the house, I always used to mess around with that. So I kind of knew my way with the keyboard. And then I was DJing. Then, I got uncles that make beats. I got cousins that make beats. I got cousins who rap, sing, everybody. So the whole family is pretty much involved in music. So it kind of was a thing where it just kind of was just always around and easily accessible. So.
Okay, that's awesome. Now, who has influenced you musically? Do you have a specific artist maybe?
I would say the artist that got me really into music is probably, as a small child, it was Michael Jackson, definitely.
Oh.
And I was always an inquisitive child to find out how did he do what he do? How did he make the songs that he made? So I always wanted to know how things worked and how was that even put together? So then that brings us to Quincy Jones and wanting to do what he does and being intrigued by, that ability to put it together and finding out who the musicians were who made the sounds. But moving a little bit forward from there, but even there, I wasn't trying to be a producer at that point. But it was good information to know and being inspired just to be a fan of music at that point. Because at first, you just got to be a fan first. Just be a fan of music and enjoy music. And then from there, of course, as I got a little bit older, I got into the Wu-Tang Clan. It was probably the first hardcore rap that I got into when I started liking rap music was my first introduction was the Wu-Tang Clan. And RZA being the guy behind the beats. So definitely a major influence to him. And then of course there's Dr. Dre was another major influence. And then the people that really wanted me you know, the guys who really wanted me, like got me to wanting to produce, or you know, to really step my game up, is like RZA, Just Blaze, Swiss Beatz, the Neptunes, and then you know Knots. Knots is real ill with it. So it's just a lot of people. There's a lesser known guy. I guess we can get into that later, because I don't know what the line of questioning is gonna be. But as far as me getting started, that's what got me started. You know, listening to the RZA, you know, listening to Dr. Dre, listening to Swiss Beatz and Just Blaze, and what they did, the whole Rockefeller staff. Cause I'm a, you know, huge Jay-Z fan, so of course, you know, his music, anything, anybody that has something to do with putting together, you know, Jay-Z's project, I was definitely intrigued by the guys who produced on those projects. Okay. So.
Okay. All right, that's awesome. Now, my next question that leads me to is, now you've worked with a number of artists. Now, I know, while working with those numerous artists, there is a sound, and then there's the artist. Now, how, with you being a producer, how can that impact the work? How can the beat impact the work of the artist, coming from a producer standpoint? How do you feel a beat can impact an artist?
Well, the beat is in a lot of ways the foundation of the track. Even though there's a lot more to producing than just the beat. The beat is a very important part, but the entire production itself, the entire arrangement, the vocal arrangement, all of that is important as well. But to answer your question, the beat is, you know, the foundation of, you know, the bed. It's the bed that the artist gets to lay on. You know what I'm saying? So you having a good beat, even though that's half the battle, if you got a good beat, it's easier to sleep on it. It's easier to, you know, to get in the bed if the bed is made correctly, the sheets and the comforter and everything is on point. And I'm using a lot of allegory there. But.
And you make that bed correctly. Yes, you do. Straight there.
All right, so if you have that, you know, then it makes everything else that much, you know, easier on the artist and on the listener.
Wow, that's awesome, and I'm glad you giving me some insight on that. Now, you're a new father. Congrats on fatherhood and all of that. I'm happy there. How has being a new dad, how has that impacted your musical taste, or has it impacted you? Has it changed you in a sense?
I wouldn't say that it changed me musically, because I've been obsessed musically. So
right.
It's not so you don't get to be like how I am without having some level of obsession with it. So I've always been obsessed musically. So that hasn't changed. But what has changed is probably not anything related to music. It's more so just life in general. You know, it changes you because now you have somebody that depends on you. So now, you know, you got your decision making has to be, that's just for life, period. How you handle conflict, how you go about business things, how you go about personal life. You know, that impacts anything. You know, you don't have time. Now you don't have time that you used to have for the nonsense, because, you know, you got to make sure that your child is going to be all right at the end of the day. You're going to set them up to have a better future than what you had. So I would say that changed more so than, you know, than with the music, but just life, period.
And I agree with that. I stand by you, sir, with that 100%. Now, I'm going to ask you, what is your definition of grown folks music?
Grown folks music is soul. It's wisdom. You know, to what does it mean to be grown? It means that you've gone through the life experiences to have the wisdom to impart to the youth, so that they can be guided into a better way or a more constructive way. So grown folks music is always gonna have that soul. It's gonna have that life lesson. It's gonna have that sophistication to let you know that I've been there, done that, and now we on to, you know, we getting suited and booted now. You know what I'm saying? We wearing our fedoras tilted to the left. You know, we gonna wear the tie. We gonna lace up the gaiters. We gonna do, you know, we gonna be real smooth and mackish about things.
That's it.
You know.
Okay. Well, how can people reach out? How can people check you out? You know, some of your beats and, you know, all of that. How can people hear? How can they actually, you know, go in and check out what you do have?
You know, I'm on all social media platforms. I can be found on Instagram, Kal Priest, KalPriest. That's Instagram. Then Twitter is Kal_Priest. So, you know, you can catch me on either one, Twitter, Instagram. Snapchat is Kal Priest, same thing as the Instagram. So yeah, you know, check me out.
Alright. You heard it first, ladies and gentlemen, from the Caliphat himself. And he'll be rocking with grown folks music, so you guys will be able to check him out. Alright.